Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code DNVR or DNVR, you can get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. That's with code DNVR. I don't know if you've heard otherwise, but DNVR is the code. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter, and unlike Patrick, I am not out here making up new letters. So congratulations. What an accomplishment for a Tuesday morning.
27 letters isn't enough. I think we could all recognize that. And
Do you know that there used to be 27 letters?
Well, there is 27 now.
No, ampersand used to be its own letter.
Oh, so you used to have 28, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that.
How about that?
That might be the sequel to the Helvetica documentary, perhaps, if we get around to that. What we will definitely get around to is a very unfortunate loss to the San Francisco Giants on Monday night. 10-7 loss in 10 innings. I left the game a little bit early. Susie, what was that like? The Rockies give up 5 runs in the 9th and the 10th inning. I didn't see anything in the game notes about, you know, how many times that has ever happened where they've given up 5 runs between the 9th and, you know, the 10th inning. Again, mm-hmm. not in every game isn't an extra inning game, but nevertheless, that's kind of a rarity. And I think that probably sucked a lot of air out of Coors Field last night.
It did. Cause yeah, the energy was obviously so much better before all of that happened. But once they tied it up, we're just like, what? Really? We were doing so well. We were cooking. And now the Rockies got a Rocky.
Yeah, they were up 5-1 at one point. And the Giants, too. They had lost 9 of their last 13. They were just swept at home against the Dodgers. They played on Sunday night, as we discussed on our Sunday postgame show. That game ended up having a 20-minute rain delay. Was 4 hours and 11 minutes long, I believe. Second longest game that they had all year. And did you see what time they landed? This was in either the Giants' notes or the Rockies' notes. They got in.
I did see what time they landed, but not from anyone's game notes. The Giants landed around 1:30. They got in pretty late last night, yeah. Sunday night, whatever night they got here, they got in late.
Technically Monday morning, right?
Monday morning.
But yeah, they didn't get to their hotel until 2:15 because, as we know, Denver International Airport is technically in Western Kansas. So
it's very far away.
It's a long drive. I wonder, did they order room service at 2:30 a.m.? They ate at 3:15. Did they go to sleep at 4 a.m.? Either way, didn't really impact them because they ended up getting the win there. And Tyra Estrada is the latest player of, I hate this guy. That might need to be a segment. Of like, oh, we hate this guy now.
Because Tyra Estrada
is
Tyra Estrada was just a Rockies killer last night.
Yeah, he was hot coming into this series this year against the Rockies at Coors Field. He's now hitting 400 with four doubles, a triple, a homer, 10 RBI, and 12 games against the Rockies this season. Actually, I think that combines games over at Oracle Park. So he's been the guy, but maybe we'll try to look at some of the positives from the game, because I think there were some. I don't know.
Positives. Okay, so Tolia had two triples, and that was huge. That was huge, because he's never even had one major league triple before last night. Now he's got a couple. And he got his first stolen base. So no matter what, Michael Tolia was getting to third base last night. That was his mission.
It was the 25th time a player had two triples in a game. He was the 18th player to do it. And if you break down all the different numbers of, okay, who has had two triples in a game, a stolen base, and a walk, it's only he and Larry Walker. Now, I had asked you last night, and I went back and I reviewed the text, and I think there was a word missing. But I texted you last night, I said, do you know who's had two triples in a game? And again, you might not have understood what I was sending in the text.
You know, I was down a device last night, so I might have missed it.
That's true.
I broke my laptop at Coors Field. It was quite an evening.
But had you said, no, I don't, I would have said the person sitting right next to you, Corey Sullivan, because he very famously hit two triples in one inning. So that's his one of his many claims to fame. So that was really cool. First two-triple game since Ian Desmond in 2019. First two-triple game by a rookie since Trevor Story, who did it back in 2016. And Tolia, I mean, you know, Elihiris Montero, he wasn't getting a lot of playing time at first. In fact, first got called up, then got sent back down. Then he got called up, wasn't playing, and then finally started getting more playing time. But Tolia has been getting a lot of playing time. He's started 17 of the last 18 games. Sunday got a day off. Talked to him last night. And, you know, obviously he said like the day off was nice, just kind of sitting back, watching how everything has been done. But since he's gotten called up, so actually, I want to point this out because I got an article coming out on him just later today.
Yes.
He started August in Double A. Like, take a step back and think about that.
Yeah.
How crazy of a whirlwind tour that is. He started August in Double A, goes and hits seven home runs in 17 games in Triple A, debuts on August 30th, does a whole bunch of other stuff. And now he's actually been one of the best hitters in the lineup. He has 10 extra base hits since he's been called up on August 30th, the most on the team. So he's been pretty critical in the middle of the lineup. And it was nice to see him get that first triple because he was 0-for-16 coming into the game.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's been nice to see how productive he's been right off the bat too. You know, I think it bodes well for maybe will we see anyone else before the end of the season?
I did talk to someone yesterday who said, I think we will see Tovar, a trusty source, but only one source. And so it's just really, you know, doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's why I need multiple sources, but, and I think it's more of an inkling than anything, but,
Let's
see what happens with that. Speaking of Montero, he was the only one in the starting lineup to not get a hit for the Rockies. Everyone in the Giants lineup did get a hit. Chrome with three hits. Blackman had three hits. He had a triple as well. So he had triples in back-to-back games. I'm not sure how rare that is. Forgot to fire up the old Patty Stats machine.
You didn't crank it up.
I did not. I did not turn it on for that. And Alan Trejo, two more hits, another RBI. He's hitting 333 since he was called up back on September 1st. So he's been really solid overall.
Love having Alan Trejo back up here.
Yeah. All right. Now to the not so good things. Now, the game started off really well. Five runs over the first three innings, where it was a 5-1 score there going into the fourth. And Giants starter Jake Junis. He had a 1.97 ERA in this first two innings over his starts, which was 18th best out of 144 starting pitchers over the first and second inning. So, like, he's a guy who he's really quiet in the early going, first time through that order. And again, so the Rockies go in, they get those early runs, and then unfortunately, they end up blowing it. They're now actually 54-2 when leading after eight innings this year. Is a game against Kansas City at home that they blew. So that's, again, that's how rare that is. You go, you're leading the eighth. You got a guy like Daniel Bard who's 32 out of 35 for saves. So that's really good all time in Rockies history. He was not available. And I think that was part of the issue there in the ninth and 10th inning, but in the ninth. So Bard wasn't available. Colomay wasn't available. And neither was Lamet. But in the ninth, you hand the ball to Justin Lawrence and you think, this is the guy that's going to get it done. It's his third time pitching in 4 days. He'd been really solid, kind of emerging as one of those players that, you know, the Rockies are going to be able to count on, I think, going forward, and is going to be a staple of the bullpen next year. I don't think we'll see him really shuttled back and forth for the majors and minors that much. But he unfortunately did struggle there, did give up the two runs in the ninth to allow the Giants to tie it.
Yeah. That was definitely rough to see. And then, good news, bad news. We did get to see Gavin Hollowell in the 10th, who, by the way, is 5 million feet tall. And that started well.
Four and a half. Didn't. 4.5 million. I not to split hairs. He's only about 4.5 million feet tall. Maybe I'm closer to him in height, so that's why. But yeah, it started off great. You had the runner on second base, and it's a pressure situation, and it was great.
Yeah, he struck out the first two batters he ever faced as a major leaguer, and he was looking good. He had a nasty slider. We're like, okay, let's go. Let's do this. We are ready for the Gavin Hollowell era. And then he gives up that three-run homer, and you hate to see it. You feel so, so bad for him because he was doing so well, and you hope that this doesn't shake his confidence or affect it in the future, but he was cooking till he wasn't.
Yeah, walked Wade, gave up the homer to Yaz, who he's kind of been a Rocky killer there. That's been unfortunate. And Buddy said after the game, you know, baptism by fire, right? That's where this thumbnail graphic comes from, because unfortunately that's what it can be. He's the eighth Rocky to debut this season and third pitcher, and the first reliever in franchise history to get the loss in their major league debut.
I know that one hurt too. I was like, poor guy.
Yeah, definitely poor guy. I talked to him before the game, said hi to him and Noah Davis. They're kind of buddies now because they know each other well from Hartford. And so they're catching partners. They're kind of side by side, figuring it out and all those things. But yeah, he's a tall drink of water, long hair too. I don't know if you could see it if you noticed on the field, but he's got like a little, you know, ponytail, little John Gray thing going on where it's like shaved on the sides. But it's long in the back. Said he's been growing it for a year, and I also learned in a roundabout way that the Rockies have a policy in the minor leagues. They have like a facial hair and long hair policy in the minors, which I did not know
about. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I messed around a little bit, and I was like, wait a minute. I started putting two and two together, and I go, hey, wait a minute, is this a thing? And yeah, I thought that was interesting.
But I did. So is that why Charlie Blackman didn't have that big beard until he became a Rocky?
It could be. And I also think a lot of teams could be doing it too, but yes, so maybe that's a good thing, right? You don't want to use up all your Samson power early on in the minor leagues. You save the crazy for when you're in the majors and then you get wild.
Then you can get eccentric.
Yeah. Coloring your hair. Incidentally, do you know what color hair Francisco Lindor has? Cause that is a weird color of someone who bleaches their hair and then dives into a pool with algae and is just kind of tinted. It's not a good color, really.
It's like an interesting blue green situation.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. Shout out to the Mets who clinched a postseason berth. Hey, great for you. Astros clinched a playoff spot. I think they clinched the West there. So good for them. And then the Rockies, we know, are officially thinking it might've happened Sunday night. But with the loss on Monday, it definitely more officially eliminated them from the postseason. So now you can make a lot more plans in the month of October and not have to worry about missing out on postseason baseball. If you weren't sure up until now, now it's official.
Now it's official. Yeah. Now we can officially be okay with the Rockies having that golf thing at the park in October.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Now they're like, easy now.
Yes, which also is not a great look. We're like, oh, thank God we can make like a couple, you know, $1.5 million on this event, whatever it might be. When it's like, no, the postseason actually would be a lot more than that. But what's not a lot is a subscription or a membership to the DNVR.com. It's not only 50 cents for your first month. And here you get so much that I'm not going to read all of the things that you get besides just being part of a huge community, because look, we've got other baseball things to talk about. But the biggest things are you get price breaks at the Broncos tailgate. We got another one coming up this Sunday night against the 49ers and Jimmy G. And you get 15% off your tab when you're down at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax and New York, access to our members only Discord. So much more, 50 cents for your first month at the DNVR.com. And as Susie's been pointing out for the last couple of days, in fact, you can get in on this now, because if you're watching this now or you're listening to this as a podcast at some point on Tuesday, you can go to the next three games at Coors Field for $3 because of Game Time. Game Time tickets is the hottest ticketing site that makes it super easy to score some great deals on tickets, concerts, shows, your 50-yard line, courtside, sitting behind home plate, floor seats, rock pile. Yes, they can get you all the way up there into the rock pile, those exclusive seats, or even the rooftop, believe it or not. Yes, if you've ever wanted to sit on the 50-yard line or the rooftop, because let's face it, those two things are the same, right? But no, you can get a really good deal on that. And you could get it really close to first pitch or kickoff, puck drop, whatever it is. If you love DNVR, you're going to love Game Time. Best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in our description. Join over the 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and scored the best seats to all your favorite events. Hit the link in our description to save. Susie, do we have an update? Are seats now 50 cents? To get in to the game tonight?
I'm looking at the tickets right now. So tickets are still $1 for the rest of this Giant series, but they take a sharp upturn for Friday night, which is a fireworks game.
Oh my
tickets
God.
Tickets are starting at $13 for Friday night. Wow. So that's as expensive. that's kind of crazy. But yeah, I'm even looking at, you know, oh yeah, you got to get the rooftop tickets, or not the rooftop tickets, the rock pile tickets and the bleacher tickets for Friday night, because those are the bleachers. You get to go on the field. I'm doing a great job with my words right now. I love fireworks. The fireworks game is my favorite game. Great. In the year.
Yeah, but I started trying to touch on it and then I totally whiffed on the pitch there. Tuesday night, DNVR.
Oh, Tuesday night.
Yeah, we got a whole group of people coming out to the game tonight. We're going to be hanging out up at the rooftop. Maybe not me and Susie so much, because we have to work. But there are all the other your favorite personalities from Nuggets, Rapids, Broncos, Bets, you name it. They're going to be there, so you can go hang out. And I loved your no-look pass to yourself there on the $13 tickets. Prices are just astronomical for Friday Firework. $13. And you're like, Friday night in Denver for $13? Like, you can't do anything for that. Like, you can't even get a salad at Whole Foods and go on a simple date like that. But you can watch the game from the comfort of your living room with Ivaca TV, the new goat in Colorado sports, the greatest of all TV, of course. Ivaca TV delivers amped up sports coverage for Colorado fans, featuring Altitude Sports, AT&T Sportsnet, NFL Network, and yeah, us. It's all in crystal clear HD while using less bandwidth. You can enjoy over 60 entertainment channels, including news, movies, more. It's the ultimate game viewing zone. You can even stream your teams from your phone, laptop, or tablet when you're on the go. That's super convenient. You can also add on a discounted Sling TV bundle to get ESPN and more. Look, Ivaca is only $25 a month plus a $5 receiver fee right now. And Colorado sports fans, we're also going to get you a $10 off per month for your first 3 months discount to score this deal. All you got to do is go to Ivaca.tv/Colorado10. Remember that so you save yourself $30 right off the bat. It's Ivaca, Ivoca.tv/Colorado10. No contracts, no catches. Ivaca is TV made for champions of the remote.
Like
Game
me.
Time. Game you're a champion of the remote?
I am.
How many how many remotes do you have at your home? Do you have like three remotes?
I got two right here. Got two right here within arm's reach. Let's go.
Two's really paring it down. There was an age where 15, 20 years ago, if you didn't have four remotes, I mean, obviously you just weren't remoting well, but Ivanka TV is taking all of that away, which is very nice, very convenient.
Very convenient, yes. What were you saying about game time?
I love it.
Oh, I thought you said the word game time. And
Game time is the goat for buying tickets. That's the big one there.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited to see our coworkers at Coors Field tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see if we can get Dinger up there. I don't know. We'll have to arrange for it and just say, hey, the three of us are coming. They'll go, three? Who's the third? Boom.
The other member of the Rockies beat that we never talk
officially
about, Dinger.
Yeah. We should talk about Chad Kuhl. Struggled there a little bit. 4 2/3 innings pitch, gave up 4 runs. Now, he walked one and he struck out 6. And he actually ended up saying post-game, you know, I feel like I don't do this enough. It's defend myself. I feel I threw a lot of really good pitches. I'll take 6 strikeouts to 1 walk every time. I feel like I'm just not getting the results. And batting average on balls in play is going up. Now, he did allow a home run for the 11th straight start, which is actually the third longest streak in franchise history. It actually ties John Gray from 2018 to 2019. So maybe that's kind of good class to be in. I'm not sure. But his ERA is 5.48 right now. Now, his xFIP, which is expected fielding independent pitching, which basically takes out all of the defense. Forget the defense. How does he do with walking guys, striking out guys, and giving up home runs? Well, he did give up the home run, but he only walked 1 and he struck out 6. So that's favorable.
That is quite favorable, Patrick. Bless you.
Thank you. And so he's been a little bit better than that, but the defense hasn't necessarily let him down. And that he certainly didn't say that. That's me saying that, looking at kind of the bad luck that can be involved with batting average on balls in play. That's different with batting average, just of the ones that go into play. So take out all the strikeouts, take out all the walks, just of those balls that are hit. He has one of the lower BABIPs. Only Marquez has a lower one. So it's actually been pretty fair. The defense has probably been, you know, somewhat helpful behind him. He's given up a lot of his home run per 9 average is not great, but he does have a lower home run to fly ball percentage than his last 3 years. Strikeouts are down from last year, but so are walks. So in general, you know, I don't know how much of it is really due to unfortunate luck or just really not a lot of execution, but just struggling and troubling to just see that only 6 players in the National League, Susie, only 6 players in the National League threw a shutout this year. One of them is Chad Kuhl, and he just hasn't been right since then.
He hasn't been the same, and he seemed pretty frustrated last night too, especially, you know, saying like, I feel like I'm just like, you know, not sticking up for myself enough, but I also feel like, you know, I'm throwing these pitches and it's not going the way that it really should be. So he's been, I feel like it's just been some bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Chad Smith came in, Jake Bird did a good job, shut down. As you pointed out, Rockies do lead the league in a very interesting category. Nothing with double uniques, although I should go and check to see how many double uniques they have. I think the Cubs might top the list with all the guys we ended up seeing on Sunday. But you did point out something that I'm going to go ahead and guess you didn't need to make a spreadsheet for. You didn't consult Baseball Reference. You didn't consult me on it. You just did it on your own. You've got that mindset right now. So please tell the world what the Rockies lead, not just the National League, but all of MLB in.
The Rockies lead all of baseball in Chads on the mound.
Facts.
Which is very exciting. But yeah, Chad Kuhl came out of the game after 4 2/3, and then Chad Smith took his place. So really just a seamless Chad transition. It was very comforting.
But Patrick, how do you know that that's right? Okay, I checked just to make sure. And yeah, there's only like 3 or 4 other Chads in baseball, and none of them are on the same team. Even if you include, I think he's with Atlanta now, Chadwick Trump. Chadwick is technically a Chad.
He's a Chad, yeah.
He doesn't have any Chad teammates. So Rockies, still number 1. So
yes, and what a treat it is. Mile High Chads over here.
I think you know what? Mile High City, you know the Nuggets have the Mile High across their jerseys there. That's a popular one. I think for the Rockies, they might have to go Chad City. I would like to see another City Connect, and it's Chad City across the
Chad
coast.
City.
Chad City. Oh, you mean Denver? Yeah, dude. Chad City. Get with it. Get with it.
I love it. I love it. I'm all about it.
First inning was something that I don't believe I've ever seen. I didn't even know you could do this. Rockies get a double play to end the inning, wipes a run off the board, and the Giants, the announcement is made, Giants are challenging the out call at second base and first base. I didn't necessarily know you could do that, but in talking it out loud, I guess it's still one play, right? So you can challenge two things.
It's one double play.
But it's still two things, and that's where my brain is going, that's so weird, and maybe even weirder than that. Both of them got overturned. I need a spreadsheet for this. How many times has that ever happened?
It feels like it's so rare. And I know so many people on Twitter were so confused, like, wait, you can overturn a whole double play. And it was so unfortunate too, because that would have just ended the inning. And that first inning went on forever after that. So it was pretty frustrating, and it was pretty crazy to see an overturned entire double play.
Yeah, that might have been confusing for someone who was there for the first. Imagine if that was like your first game and you go, oh, that was a double play. And you're like, yeah, but two things happened. So how can it be a play? Because it was plays, but we call it a double play. But then they overturned two plays in the double play. Look, I'm just explaining how it could be very difficult for someone
who
doesn't know baseball as well as you or I, at least as well as we think we do. Because
you know
again,
what? It would be
I've never seen that.
It would be a great introduction to baseball, because baseball is absolutely insane and it's only for crazy people. So, you know, I think it's very on brand.
It's very on brand. Not on brand for Fresno Grizzlies, unfortunately, the low A affiliate for the Rockies. They did lose on Sunday, 13-2. Game two is tonight. First overall pick for the Rockies this year, 10th overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Gabriel Hughes is on the hill. If they can win tonight, then game three will be tomorrow, also in Fresno. So we hope they can do that. What's interesting about that game is you had three players with three or more hits, and they only ended up getting two runs. Yankiel Fernandez, big top prospect. He's going to be more than likely moving into the top 10 of Rockies prospects. He went 4-for-5 with a double. Juan Brito, 3-for-4, great second base prospect. So weren't able to get a ton, but tonight we'll kind of be keeping an eye on that. So the Grizzlies can stay alive, and we can have we can sort of have a championship here in the Rockies organization this season.
Sort of, yes. Let's give some of these guys a taste of a championship.
And let's give some of the guys on the Albuquerque Isotopes a nod, because they had their end of season awards, most of which were voted on by players. One award was a front office award, and then one was voted on by the fans. But we're going to hand out some awards, but we're going to hand out some mentions of the awards that were handed out.
We're going to just repeat the awards that were already given. We're not giving out new ones, but you know what? I do agree with all of these.
I do too. Actually, I do too.
So pitcher of the year, righty Zach Lee. Defensive player. What was that?
Oh no, he was great. I mean, he ultimately served as their closer, only had 10 saves, but that was actually fifth in the league through 61 games this year for Albuquerque, which is actually the most in all of minor league baseball. And here's the funny thing. If I tell you he had a 5.06 ERA, so his ERA was over 5, there's no way you can tell me he was good, right?
But it's the PCL.
Well, you know a thing or two about a thing or two. Yeah, the PCL league average is 5.41. So he was only like a little bit better than league average. But again, pitcher of the year on the Isotopes. Albuquerque's team ERA, 6.99. There's still more left of the season. They could have a 7 ERA this year. So he's 2 runs better than that. And get this. And you might eat a little pop quiz here, a little pop Seuss. Only 3 Isotopes relievers were better than him. They're all on the Rockies.
Oh, okay. So for relievers, I'm like, who was relieving down in Albuquerque who is with the Rockies now?
I think all 3 of them pitched last night.
All of them? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you had Chad Smith, Jake Bird, and Justin Lawrence. So, like, again, that lets you know how good you have 5.04. I know what that is. Yeah, on Earth, but Albuquerque plays on the moon, and the rest of the league is just in outer space. So it's just really crazy. So yeah, exactly. Did a really nice job. So he certainly earned that award.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year, Jonathan Morales.
Yeah, he was all over the place. Yeah, he caught 41 games. He was at third base and first base a bunch of times. And yeah, this is another one of those awards that were voted on by teammates.
Mm-hmm. Power hitter of the year, Carlos Perez. Also a little all over the place in terms of his... What's the word I'm looking for, Patrick? I give up. Take it over.
Utilities, yeah.
Defensive prowess guy, but he's also power hitter of the year.
Yeah, also catcher, first baseman, played a little bit of left field, hit 28 home runs, was actually third in the PCL, fourth in extra base hits with 54, and he was really high up in slugging. I want to say he was like 10th in the league, so he was really nice. Perez and Morales were two guys that were just those off-season signings as like filler in AAA. That you say, hey, if we need something, maybe we'll call. I mean, there was even some discussion that maybe Carlos Perez would have gotten the call up where Brian Servin did, because Perez was hitting the ball really well. But ultimately, it was Brian Servin's time, and that was undoubtedly the right call. Again, when those decisions are made, it's not always about, you know, who's playing better right now. It's a lot of it has to do with the future. When you're a 31-year-old kind of roving catcher like Carlos Perez, you know, you're going to go around. But those guys are important to have in your organization, undoubtedly.
Oh, for sure. You know who else is important? Our Mr. Hustle, also sometimes known to our show as the Smoothie King, Coco Montez. Coco Montez is Mr. Hustle.
And Mr. Smoothie, I guess we could probably say that. Yeah, he was also all over the place. Mm-hmm. Second, short, third base, did really well. He started his year out in Hartford. That was a baffling one to me, but you know, tore the cover off the ball and then ended up moving up. And so that was nice. Still ended up, you know, in the top 10 in slugging, on base percentage, total bases, extra base hits. He also had 19 home runs, which was a career high. So, you know, those doubles that he hit last year, and we talked about it in the offseason, I think probably even earlier this year with Yard Goats announcer Jeff Dooley, that all the doubles he hit last year to lead the Eastern League, as you get older and you get some more of that man strength, they turn into home runs. And you absolutely saw that this year from Coco Montez. So he's long been a favorite of mine, and I'm hoping we get a chance to see him, if not later this year, definitely next year on the big league club, because he's been a favorite of mine.
Yes, for sure. Friend of the show too. Also manager Warren Schaefer was also awarded with the Jennifer Riordan Most Community-Minded Person Award.
Yeah, only the second manager to win it. This is something that the community relations director selects for, you know, who's giving back to the community. Think of it almost as like the Roberto Clemente Award for the Isotopes. Jennifer Riordan unfortunately did pass away in a plane crash in 2018 in Albuquerque. So it's nice that they're doing this in honor of her name, a really solid human being. So yeah, Schaefer getting it done. It's good to see a manager sneak in with what we typically think as player awards.
Yeah, no, and Shape is great too, so I'm happy to see him being recognized. All right, and here's another favorite guy. Literally won the MVP and the fan favorite. The fan favorite was obviously voted on by the fans, Wynton Bernard.
There we go, friend of the show. So this is, again, team MVP, of course, is voted on by the players. Never before in Isotopes history had a player won in any category unanimously until this year. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of season he has. We mentioned the other day, he hit that record-breaking 14th Grand Slam, had a 2020 season. And he has a very good chance of being the Pacific Coast League MVP. He would be the first Isotope to do that since Josh Fuentes back in 2018, where he was both the Rookie of the Year in that league and the MVP. And I think Bernard definitely has a great case. He's first right now, or at least going into the weekend or on Sunday, batting average, slugging, OPS. He was second in hits, total bases, extra base hits, third in RBI and on base percentage, fourth in doubles, fifth in runs, seventh in stolen bases. Not bad for a guy who couldn't even scratch the starting lineup on opening day. So he's more than deserving of that.
Oh, for sure. Yes. So of course we wish all the best to him. We miss him up in Colorado, but happy to see that he is still beloved by those fans down in Albuquerque too.
Yeah. Back to back. He had back to back fan favorites awards. Mm-hmm. Definitely love to see that. He's
love it.
He makes a lasting impression on anywhere he goes. And look, if you need an impression of your teeth done, the folks at Green Mountain Dental Group are the perfect folks to do that and keep you smiling, give you a big smile like Wynton Bernard. We got to see if we can like hook them up. I would love to see one of those cardboard cutouts of just Wynton Bernard with, you know, bat on his shoulder in a Rockies uniform with his big smile saying Green Mountain Dental Group. Like that would be absolutely amazing. Until then, we can get you a $300 discount on a full orthodontics treatment if you're a new patient. All you got to do is mention DNVR Sports. That's all you have to do, seriously. You can also get a free set of bleach trays, a $350 value, with a new patient cleaning, exam, and x-ray. Again, if you mention DNVR, that's all you do. If you go to athleticgreens.com/ROC, first three letters in Rockies, you can start your day off the right way each and every day with those small little micro habits that gets your gut health in a positive way. Susie and I both start our day like that. That's why, you know, we're always doing great before that first cup of coffee, keeping us sharp with those high quality vitamins, whole food source, superfoods, 75 of them in there. And it's just a great way to get you going, especially if you don't like to eat breakfast. That's the other thing. I don't know that anyone really likes to eat breakfast. You just should have it and get yourself there in the positive so you don't get hungry at a certain point and then you can't even think straight. Well, Athletic Greens will actually help you get going in the right direction with that. And they want to help you out by giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Again, all you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/ROC. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. That is Athletic Greens.
Love that stuff. I haven't even had my coffee yet, just Athletic Greens. Same. And look how much energy I have.
That's it. It's fantastic. And look, because Monday night's loss was such a disappointment there, Susie, you had the wonderful idea of trying to bring up some spirits, have a little bit of fun. And I think that's a wonderful idea.
Let's do it.
Let's
play some Say What. Patrick, I'm going to give you some out of context quotes and you are going to guess who said it. Are you ready?
You know it.
All right, let's get that first one up you here.
I was hoping that's what we were going to play today. Yes. I was so hoping.
Okay, here's the first quote. Quote, I love Aaron Judge like a son, but I'll continue to say it. Otani can take over a baseball game like nobody can. Patrick, who loves Aaron Judge like a son, and who said that?
That's a weird statement. Take it out of context. And like, that's the whole point of doing anything with quotes. You just take
whole
it out
point
of context.
The game.
Yes, that would be Dennis Judge, Aaron Judge's father. He said, remember him saying, you know, he loves Aaron Judge like a son, but not exactly like a son, just like one. No, I'm going to say that could be Joe Madden, perhaps.
No, you know what? You're actually pretty close.
Okay.
Not Joe Madden, fired manager of the Angels, interim manager, Phil Nevin of the Angels said it.
Who incidentally did coach Aaron Judge and does have a couple of kids who play professional baseball. His son, Tyler Nevin, is his literal son on the Orioles, but he loves Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani a little bit more than his son, Tyler.
We can't confirm that. We can't
please don't isolate that quote.
But yeah, Phil Nevin was the third base coach for the Yankees. So, they know each other. They've got history.
Phil Nevin. Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that one. I like that
one.
All
right. Yeah, here, let's see the next one. They need sausages for the sausage race. Patrick, who said this weird quote?
That makes no sense whatsoever. I don't know who would have said that. I think the Mets were recently in Milwaukee. So someone like Pete Alonso, perhaps. Yeah, let's go Pete Alonso. He's a guy that probably, when he's looking at the sausage race, he's thinking about hot dogs. He's thinking about all kinds of meats and tubes and all that other jazz. So yeah, Pete Alonso, let's go with the polar bear.
I'm surprised you didn't guess Mark Canna because he's the foodie of the Mets. But no, you know, you were in the right department.
Okay.
It was actually Keith Hernandez.
Ooh, all right. I feel
and
good about
that. They were making fun of Rowdy Tellez. Did you see this?
No.
So Gary Cohen, also on the SNY broadcast, was talking. Rowdy Tellez was up at the plate and he was like, oh yeah, you know, Vogelbach used to be a Brewer, and then Rowdy Tellez took his place because they needed someone to fill that big uniform. So they were like making fun of him.
Yeah.
And then Keith Hernandez mentioned, oh no, they needed a Rowdy Tellez because they need sausages.
Oh, so he's calling
an unhinged broadcast.
A human sausage. Wow. Okay. There you go. Yeah. All right, I like that. Yeah, Keith. Man, he's a character.
He's a character. This is the Keith Hernandez Slander Hour, sponsored by Zeus. All right, you here. Let's see the next one. I was kind of blacked out for a second. Patrick, who said that? Who blacked out for a second?
That would make me think it was somebody who had like a three-homer game and just was phenomenal, or turned like a weird unassisted triple play. And, you know, just dove tag this guy, did something like that. I don't know if that's happened in any capacity. So I have no idea. I'm going to say it was Billy Ripken talking about the infamous 1988 Fleer baseball card, where on the bottom of his bat knob, it said F face. And he was asked about it. And he said, yeah, I know, I blacked out. I just grabbed this bat and it happened to have a curse on the bottom of it. That's out of left field. I know.
I love your imagination. I just love that you are so inventive. So that was actually Marwin Gonzalez, who got hit in the head.
Ooh.
The catcher was throwing a ball and accidentally just hit him straight in the head, point blank. So he kind of blacked out for a second, left the game for the rest of that. He's doing okay. But yeah, it was kind of a scary moment for a sec.
I did see that. Actually, they were in Milwaukee. I think the Yankees were in Milwaukee.
I guess this is a Milwaukee show.
That's it. Okay.
Not going to talk about him in the postseason, so we might as well talk about him now.
Well, we heard a good story about Christian Yelich yesterday. Were you there for that one? Did our buddy Bruce share with you the Christian Yelich story?
No.
You got the Andrew McCutchen story, which is
a
Brewer story. So there's actually two Brewer stories there. We'll tell you on the rooftop. They're not PG-13 rated, some of them, but we'll tell you what goes on at the hotels where the players end up staying, because we've got moles everywhere.
We do apparently. That's hilarious. I can't wait to hear the story. Do we have one more quote? I think we do.
Okay,
let's see it. Oh, we have a couple more quotes actually. We're not just all numbers. We're human beings. Patrick, who said this?
The silhouette looks like Nestor Cortez. And if so, we've got way too many Yankees things going on here. I don't know. That's interesting. Maybe it makes me think of like a teammate for the Angels, because again, there's a lot of discussion right now about AL MVP between Judge and Otani, and trying to figure things out. And you just look at numbers and say, well, he's adding this and wins above replacement. But if you just take a step back, you could go a couple ways and just say, what Judge is doing is phenomenal. We just haven't seen in over 50 years, at least in the American League. Or if you look at what Otani does, we haven't seen it in 100 years because of Babe Ruth. So it might be an Angels teammate. Let's say Reed Detmers.
No, it's not. So this is actually other side of the country, Red Sox. Rich Hill said this about Kevin Plawecki and his departure from the Red Sox. But he went on to say, removing a guy like that from the clubhouse is a big hit for a lot of these guys. So yeah, the Red Sox are going through it. And Rich Hill wants everyone to know they're not numbers. They're people with other value aside from those numbers.
He's a wise man. Mr. Mountain is a very wise man. So I would listen to him about that. Definitely a couple teams interested and Kevin Pulucky. I think the Rockies are pretty much filled up as far as catchers go. So I don't think we'll see a claim on him and see him at Coors Field anytime soon.
Yeah. All right. Now we got one more. Now I know we have one more. You hear? Let's see it. I kind of got Coors Fielded a little bit. Patrick, who turned Coors Field into a verb and who said this?
Wow. Yeah. There were two interesting quotes yesterday. One was off the record by someone talking about an issue some pitchers can have when pitching at Coors Field, saying, you know, they can be struck with Rocky Mountain fever. And yes, that is a phrase that will quickly be a part of the Rockies fandom vernacular. When a guy just can't pitch at Coors Field, you got Rocky Mountain fever. And then we heard this one in the post game, thanks to you sharing that with me, Susie. Appreciate that. That would be Mr. Chad Kuhl. That jumped right out to me. I thought that was hilarious.
Correct. Yes. Chad Kuhl felt a little Coors Fielded.
He was. He was absolutely right. I think he was.
Yes. You hate to see a guy get Coors Fielded. You hate to see a guy with Rocky Mountain fever. You just, they're not good. These are not good descriptors. These are not good verbs.
I'm not sure that, I feel like I've probably heard it used before. I feel like it, but maybe I've heard it enough kind of behind the scenes that it doesn't like jump out. But I think yesterday, because we heard the Rocky Mountain fever and we heard the Coors Field, and I'm like, wow, we got these new terms. We've got to update the Merriam-Webster Rockies dictionary, because we got some new words to throw in there. And yeah, Chad, I think was Coors Fielded a little bit. And yeah, that can be rough when some of those base hits fall in there like that. So
for sure. For sure.
Hopefully that's not the case today. Two lefties on the hill, Carlos Rodon and Kyle Freeland, Mr. Yes. Colorado himself, the Colorado kid from Thomas Jefferson High School.
Yes, who was honored on the field yesterday before the game for being the Rockies Roberto Clemente Award nominee. So that was nice to see, too.
That's really cool. Yeah, Jonathan Daza was rocking a Clemente t-shirt there, the yellow goat in the 21. I think he even had a hat. Incidentally, so Hartford, I think, is the first place among in all of minor league baseball that had retired the number 21.
Yes, I remember that.
Love that. Love that. And then in watching highlights of Ezekiel Tovar the other day, he's been playing really well down in AAA, a couple more hits over the weekend. They had on their back wall a 42 and a 21. So I'm wondering if Albuquerque retired it too. I don't know that it's happened all throughout minor leagues, because I feel like that would have been, we would be aware of that. So maybe it's just a team by team basis, but perhaps Albuquerque has as well. We'll have to, you'll have to reach out to us on Twitter if you know anything about that, at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
And you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
Look, this has been great. It's been wonderful. But you know what they say about Wednesday's show. It's going to be a Susie day. So looking forward to that one. 10 a.m. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. Bright and early, 10 a.m. We will be breaking down the game that happens Tuesday night. We'll have some guests. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, love that. And again, if you listen to this as a podcast, you'll get it soon after that goes out and gets recorded. Or you can watch live. That's probably the better place to go to watch live and see what guests end up turning up at 10 a.m. over on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube. But look, you know what they say about momentum? It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.